Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Town of Hamburg officials remain committed to spending thousands of dollars on legal fees in the ongoing effort to prevent an asphalt plant from opening. The Buffalo News reports the Hamburg Town Board will appeal a state Supreme Court decision that would allow the construction of the Aal asphalt plant on Camp Road at the site of a former concrete manufacturer. A judge ruled town officials acted, quote-unquote, arbitrarily and capriciously when they altered the zoning qualifications to stop the asphalt plant from locating in Hamburg. The appeal could cost the town an additional $100,000 in legal fees. To date, they've already spent $350,000 on the effort. Workers at two area nursing homes plan to go on strike next Wednesday in protest of what they call unfair labor practices. According to 1199 SEIU, the owner of the facilities Williamsville Suburban and Sapphire of North Towns in July reneged on the terms of a tentative one-year labor agreement. The initial contract covering 170 workers expired on April 30th. Union officials say the facility's owner has agreed to, quote, have a conversation on Monday, August 26th, so we remain hopeful that we can settle this dispute. And Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is highlighting a lineup of events celebrating Black Business Month. And it starts today from 2 until 7 with a community Black Business Block Party outside the Exchange at Beverly Gray at 334 East Utica Street.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
The departures of two top officials at the Buffalo VA Medical Center may be part of a larger issue at the facility. Western New York Congressman Nick Langworthy is calling for, quote-unquote, immediate corrective action at the VA in the wake of the exits of Healthcare System Director Michael Swartz and Chief of Staff Philippe Jaoud. And Langworthy outlined his concerns in a letter to Veterans Administration Secretary Dennis McDonough, demanding accountability in the oversight of the facility. In a statement, Langworthy said in part, quote, the Buffalo VA's administrative failures have left veterans battling cancer, heroes who risked everything for this country, waiting far too long for the care they need. Six people are being assisted by the American Red Cross after they were displaced by a Tuesday afternoon fire in Buffalo. Firefighters responded just after 2:30 to 90 Hammerschmidt Avenue. While the investigation continues, initial estimates list damage at $300,000 for the fire, which is believed to have started on the second floor of the residential structure. Firefighters were able to rescue a dog as well. And construction continues in the city of Olean as Phase 3 of the walkable Olean project is underway. The active work zone is currently on East State Street from Union to Clinton Street. Officials are asking the public to use the Times Square entrances to access the city building as East State Street entrances remain closed. Times Square is accessible from the north end of North Berry Street. A scathing report from the United Nations about Canada's temporary foreign worker program, which the UN calls a breeding ground for contemporary slavery. As correspondent Dan Karpachuk reports, the program has grown considerably over the past 6 years.
The United Nations report says in 2018, Canada issued permits to 84,000 temporary foreign workers. By 2022, that number had grown to about 136,000 and will again reach new highs by the end of this year. Most of the jobs are in agriculture and related industries. But the program, according to some, is rife with problems and puts the workers at a disadvantage. If a worker is fired, they could be deported. Some are not informed of their rights. Others are too fearful of complaining about working conditions, fearing they could lose their jobs. There are also complaints about underpayment, wage theft, physical and verbal abuse, excessive hours, lack of protective equipment, just to name a few. Marco Luciano is the director of the migrant advisory organization Migrante Alberta. Luciano says it's not the first time the temporary foreign workers program has been called a form of slavery.
Once they come into Canada, they can only work for one employer. In cases of abuse, for example, they're not able to leave that employer or find a new employer. They are forced to stay in that one employer. And, you know, choosing between or balancing between food on the table for the families back home and staying with an abusive employer, it's not really a humane choice.
Luciano says the stories and patterns of mistreatment are the same across Canada, and the temporary foreign workers program has created an environment where workers cannot speak up about violations of their rights.
The cases that come to our organization are often non-payment of wages. That's a common violation. Workers will be chained, for example, without getting paid for 2 weeks. And after those 2 weeks, they get terminated. There are also cases, for example, that wages are being clawed back. There's many complaints of sexual harassment as well.
But Ottawa has taken exception to the UN report. Mark Miller is the federal immigration minister. He says he objects to the characterization of slavery, but he acknowledges there are problems.
I think to some extent it's quite offensive to treat people that have employees that are temporary foreign workers as slave owners. I have met a number of them. I don't want to deny the underlying facts. There are abuses. I think the characterization is inflammatory. At the same time, I have a job to make sure that these abuses stop.
A spokesman says the government has recently increased fines for companies that don't provide appropriate working conditions to their foreign workers. Last year, there were more than 2,100 inspections, resulting in fines of more than $2 million. One company was also banned from the program because not enough effort was given to ensure the workplace was free of reprisal and physical, sexual, and financial abuses. The UN's Special Rapporteur on Contemporary Slavery is Tomoya Obukata. He's a professor of international human rights law at the University of York in Britain. His report came after a visit to Canada last year. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto on the Canadian Beat.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.